order this morning. Properly noticed, we have a forum.
We have and we do.
Very good. So first item today, welcome new members and every office for the meeting.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ms. Coker and Mr. Schumer, would you please stand and raise your right hand? I, please state your name.
Tina Coker.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government.
The Constitution and government.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the government.
And the Constitution of the government.
Of the state of Nevada.
Of the state of Nevada.
Against all enemies, whether domestic or foreign.
Against all enemies, whether domestic or foreign.
And that I will bear true faith.
And I will bear true faith.
Allegiance and loyalty to the same.
Allegiance and loyalty to the same.
Any ordinance, resolution, or any law.
Ordinance, resolution, or law.
Of any state notwithstanding.
Of any state notwithstanding.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
That I will faithfully perform.
All the duties of the office of a member.
All the duties of the office of a member.
Of the Southern Nevada District Board of Health.
Of the Southern Nevada District Board of Health.
Public Health Advisory Board.
Public Health Advisory Board.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you.
I do.
And maybe we could also arrange for our new members any follow-up orientation that they were not able to attend previously, just to give them some overview.
It's scheduled for immediately following the end of this meeting, and it will be held in this room, even though there are only two of you.
All right, very good. So next item number two, a public comment period devoted to comments by the general public about those items appearing on the agenda. 5 minutes per speaker. Anybody wishing to make any comments? General public comments? All right, so we'll move on to number three, which is adoption of today's agenda.
I so move.
I second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we have our agenda. So on the consent agenda, I don't believe we have anything other than the minutes from the previous board meeting. Those of us that were here. Review, I looked at it, but it seemingly reflects what I did.
Said, I move with the executive.
I'll second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And we'll go on to item number five, which is report discussion. So, review, discuss, and approve the advisory board bylaws as approved by the Board of Health on April 20th, 2016, and identify, discuss additional governance documents required, direct staff accordingly, or take action necessary. And my understanding is the general board requested some additions to.
They did, and they should be redlined on your document. If not, on page 3 of 3, item 7.6, the language reads, any action of the advisory board shall require a majority vote of the members in attendance and eligible to vote. What was stricken was last part of that sentence, except when adopting regulations whereby an affirmative vote of a majority of all members of the advisory board is required. That language was deleted by the full board. Item 7.13 was added. Any member who has been absent from 3 meetings will be subject to removal by the Board of Health. Item 10.1 was added. These bylaws and any amendments. And that those are all of the changes from the full board.
Very good. Any comments or questions from the advisory board members? I think it's probably well worthwhile to have these items added just so we can certainly keep an active and functioning board. Outlandish to me. I welcoming.
I'll move with you.
I'll second.
We have a second. Any further comment or discussion? Does this merit any public comment?
No.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that is up to date. Item number two, discuss.
Mr. Chair, before you go on, because we didn't have a full complement last time, and the board expressed some desire to have more members present during the discussion of governance documents, we also added in item number one, not only the bylaws, but a discussion of any other governance documents that you all may feel you need. I don't know that you want to have any additional documents like a chart or anything like that, but in the event that you do, this is the opportunity to discuss that. And if you're satisfied with just having the bylaws at this point, that's certainly appropriate as well.
I would suggest that it certainly gives us, you know, a platform to do our work by just having the bylaws. And second to that, would we not fall under the governance documents of the board?
Oops, throwing my pencil at myself. Yes, you absolutely do.
So we do have a body of governing documents that would give us direction as well.
Very good, thank you.
All right, so then we will go on to number two, which is identify, discuss, approve advisory board priorities and projects to be undertaken and direct the staff accordingly. So at our last meeting, we had some discussion as to what focus we may want to generate for this board. Also waiting and seeing if there was anything that the main board of the district would like us to take on. Absent any particular direction from the board, I think we were discussing a focus on working with accreditation and supporting that process for the board on the whole. Those of you that are new will get oriented more toward what all is involved in the accreditation process, but I think you'll find that it's a platform in itself for good governance, good guidance for where the district will go in the future and how we can make best use of the limited resources and funds that are going to be available through public health.
I might add that we're deeply involved in this right now. Mr. Jones and I had a discussion about trying to give you further information today, but the agenda had already been published. So we do have for next month a significant piece of the time will be taken up by accreditation. And during the orientation, as we did for the four of you who are in front of me now, for the other two of you, we plan to have that after the close of this meeting. We're ready to take the community health assessment to the full board next week, but we still have time to work on the CHIP and the strategic plan. And I believe, Mr. Jones, that you are on one of the committees for the CHIP. Am I incorrect?
That's correct.
And Dr. Osgood, you are too, aren't you? You're on two of them. So we would like you to, if as you can, to get involved. Adele Solomon, who is?
Not here.
Not here right now. Should have already put you on her distribution list. If you're not on the distribution list, and you should be getting not quite a message a day, but every week at least be getting a message, please let us know. We'll make sure that you are on that list. But we do have a plan to have a full orientation next month on accreditation. I think that's the biggest help you could give us now, but that doesn't preclude other help for the future.
Is chronic disease one of those groups?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay, because I also.
Yes, yeah. You were on that too?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good, then I'm glad to see that you've already been involved. But yes, we have three priorities that we're working on. There are a whole bunch of other things that, especially the three of you who have been on the board in the past, know that we continue to work on antibiotic resistance, just a variety of things, tuberculosis, a lot of the things that aren't in the CHIP and strategic plan that we have to do on our day-to-day business. And we'll be giving you a little bit of an orientation to that during the orientation meeting today.
And I think we confirmed that all of the board members are on the distribution email list for all accreditation type information requests for action, et cetera.
That you were supposed to have been put on at least a month ago, so we'll check again.
I know, I'm on, but I'm hoping everybody's...
Well, I met the entire board, but I, have you been getting things, Mr. Schuman? Ms. Coker, you've been getting things?
I get things.
Oh, get things. Okay, we'll make sure that you're on all the distribution lists for all three of those activities. The CHA, the Community Health Assessment, the CHIP, which is the Improvement Plan, and the Strategic Plan that is derived.
I do get the chronic disease, but I don't know if I get the community assessment.
We're just about, that's the one we're just about finished with. But the CHIP is derived from the CHA. The Community Health Assessment is the basic tool that describes what's going on in the valley and in the entire county. The CHIP is the Improvement Plan based on the CHA, and the Strategic Plan prioritizes that. We'll make sure that all of you are on.
One that recently went out, sounds like all of us would have received, was a request to take a look at the Community Health Assessment and get some input as to your thoughts on that document. It's a pretty lengthy document.
There was a link in an email from Adele that should have gone out. I believe it was just last week. Do you remember getting anything like that?
Yes.
We'll make sure. We'll make sure.
It looks like... It looks like this.
That would have been the first page to the link, right? That wasn't the email that you got. The email had a link in it, you know, blue highlighted link. So we'll make sure again that all of you are on that.
Okay.
Mr. Johnson, should we give you feedback on that once we receive it and read it?
You can direct that toward Adele. We may want to make that an agenda item for our own points of discussion.
Okay.
Meet as this body to help lend any focus or direction.
Do you understand?
But you are a...
A little bit, yeah. Can you review a little bit for him of what we've done?
Can we do that?
The bottom line is...
Sure.
What, a year ago maybe? A year and a half ago, the accreditation process started. And there were general meetings...
Excuse me, can you get closer to your mic?
Oh, I'm sorry. About a year ago, maybe?
More.
A little more than a year ago. As part of the accreditation process, there's a whole process involved. And the district held around the valley community input meetings and brought in as many non as well as government agency people who were private and everything else to do a surveys of what they thought the health status was of this Clark County. It was the data that was collected was enormous. Is that a fair statement? And it was sorted out, and it was prioritized. And the community health assessment document summarizes that. And they took the...
Can I see a copy of that document at some point?
We can certainly get you all the information, and we'll go into the accreditation process in greater depth later.
And then the next thing is that the district, with the input of a lot of people, prioritized three or four general categories to look at to see if we could get the data about those categories, and then see what our current status is and see if there's some action items or some integration, whatever it is, to see if over a period of time there can be improvement. And they divided it into, they concluded that there were three different areas that we focus on. And one of the areas was insurance. That's the important one.
Public health and health funding.
Public health and health funding was one of them. And
access to care.
Access to care was the other one.
And chronic diseases.
And each one of those subcommittees, if you will, were created, and they have been holding meetings since last summer. And some of us have participated in some of those. And at the current status, they're still collecting input on each one of them, and they're trying to get some gap analyses and stuff like that. And where we are today, delighted that you're here.
And from my point of view, the advisory board was designed to be representative of the communities that you serve. And so it would be very appropriate for you to bring your perspective, your communities, your city's perspective, and your background perspective for the three of you to this process. And that's why we've been talking about this with you all for a couple of months. I think since November, probably, isn't that when we had the first meeting where you all were sitting in the back? I think that was November. I know you were there. Yeah. But we'll have a few more words about this during the orientation.
Okay.
And then next month, we'll have a significant proportion of the meeting devoted to this.
Yeah, I do have some questions, but I'll ask them in my orientation. Go from there.
Okay, thank you.
And I think a vision from this board would be to try to bring subject matter, expertise, and discussion back to anybody that you may represent as far as the main board, and just give that support and guidance both to the board as well as to the district going forward with this.
Our mayor in Boulder City, Mayor Woodbury, is very active on the Board of Health.
We believe we remember him being
we talk about these things. Bring this back to him. I'll keep him up to date on what we do here.
All right, any more discussion on that item as far as priorities for this board? My expectation is that as we get more in-depth with the accreditation process, that will give us direction where we want to go from there. And it really is the basis of community public health for us. Okay, next item would be under 5.3, which is discuss and approve a new meeting schedule. We have looked at conducting quarterly meetings for this board with the thought that through this meeting and the next two might be on a monthly basis just to get ourselves some traction and get things moving along. So we would have a June and a July meeting, and then we would go to quarterly. And that was the point of discussion. So we could reconfirm that today if that still seems like
it. Did I read that y'all wanted to have it on Thursdays, or is it going to be on Mondays?
I don't know that we have any particular specific date.
I don't think it matters too much. Our regular board meeting is on the fourth Thursday of the month, except for November. But that's in the morning. So if you wanted to meet before to be able to provide any feedback to the Board of Health, then you might want to meet during that week, like Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday, we can reschedule anything. Tuesday, we have a leadership team meeting, which is all the managers, Ms. Bradley and me. So we can do whatever you want, but we would advise you if that's a big conflict.
I would say for me, Monday morning is the best option.
I like it.
The rest of the week, there are times.
But with enough room, I can work.
Can you speak into your mic, please? Thank you.
I was just saying Monday is the worst day of the week for me. But with enough notice, I can make some adjustments.
How about Laquan or Rich? Mondays can be okay?
They're fine. Yep. I'm pretty available anytime.
Well, if we're going to try to stay up, go ahead.
I'm good. Anytime. I can, with a month notice, I can make any meeting pretty much.
So the next month for us would be Monday, June 13, if that seems to be people's calendar.
Is that 8:30?
We could make it that.
You could be 8:30, 9.
8:30 is fine.
Probably not 6. Although I would be happy for that.
6 p.m.?
No. Do you want 8:30 or 9?
8:30 is fine.
8:30 is fine. 8:30.
All agreed? We'll go 8:30 on June 13.
The next one, if we're going to the second Monday, would be July 11th.
I happen to be already booked up that day for that next week, so I did miss that one.
Oops.
What day again was that, Dr. Eisen?
The 11th is the second, but we could go to the The 18th, but I'll be out of town. I'm at a NACHO meeting, National Association of City and County Health Officials.
July, I don't know about everybody else, but I've lived in the Southwest my whole life, and July and August, nothing happens. You sure you want to hold a meeting in July?
Yes, for the concept of just getting some traction.
Okay.
If we, and again, we are doing some, this would be the last of our monthly meetings in July. How about Tuesday or Wednesday?
I'm Tuesday, I'm good with it, but I'm just going to miss that one.
Anybody else?
12, I'm good on 12.
Anytime, I'll just cancel my vacation.
12 is okay, Michael?
Yeah.
So why don't we go for the 12th? And then, that said, so we're in agreement to meet on July 12th.
Same time?
Same time. Which is a Tuesday.
October 10th? I can't remember, is Columbus Day a holiday?
Not here.
Not here, okay, so, we don't have Columbus Day, we have Nevada Day.
Right.
So, then if you wanted to start on the three-month schedule, it'd be, wait a minute, July, August, September, October 10th. January 9th. And so on. If you want to do the second Monday of each month on the months where you meet, every quarter.
Write down October 10th, 8:30.
And Michelle can get you out a schedule for the remainder of this year and the first meeting for next year?
Second Monday on a quarterly basis.
Except for July, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Confusing enough, or pretty good to go on that?
I like it.
Okay.
Do you want to?
So I guess we need a motion to take that as our ongoing schedule.
So move.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? None opposed? And that's our schedule. Item number four was discuss and approve any recommendations to Southern Nevada District Board of Health on May 26th, so that upcoming meeting, do we have anything particular that we want to advise the main board of health? I think, you know, we certainly have now created the process to be focused on accreditation. I believe they know that, but we'd like to reiterate that to the board, let them know that we're here to serve in any manner that supports them through the accreditation process as well.
If I may, I would report to them that you have accepted the changes that they made to the bylaws as your bylaws, that accreditation will be a focus over the next year, and there are lots of things to, besides the CHOCHIP and strategic plan, there are lots of other little pieces that we'll be talking to you about. And then the third thing was your meeting schedule. With your permission, that's what I'll report to them unless, Mr. Jones, you plan to come.
I will try to come.
Okay. If, in your absence. In your absence, I'll report for you, if that's all right with the board.
Do you think that there is an expectation for one of us to attend that by the main board?
I don't think there is an expectation. I wasn't here last month, but Ms. Bradley agrees that there isn't an expectation that you do that. It may be that as we get more into accreditation and if there are controversial issues, I don't suspect there will be, but let's say there are, then that might be an opportunity for the chairman or other members of the advisory board to attend.
And I will be gone on the 26th.
Okay, so I'll report on your behalf.
Okay. All right.
So can I have a motion regarding the recommendations?
We did have that.
The three things that I will take to the board. So what I said was that you have accepted the bylaw changes as part of your bylaws, that you will be working on accreditation over the next period of time, And the third thing is that you have established the meeting schedule as we have discussed. So if you move for that, Ms. Bradley would like you to make a motion for me to take that to the board.
So I'll accept a motion to advise the board that we have accepted the bylaws, that we will focus on accreditation, and that we establish our meeting schedule. Anybody would like to forward that motion?
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And that will be our...
This looks like a very short, Mr. Jones, this looks like a very short meeting today. Don't expect this next month, okay?
We're going to be an efficient board. We will get our work done, but we will do it efficiently. All right, so then we'll finish with section number six, either option for public comment.
I can't do it here. This is about having a job report. A job, that's a job report. They don't have to take it, the full board is just changing this. Do we need to have them change this? Or can I just edit it? I want to do, whenever we meet, I want to have a CHO report, just like we have for the regular board. Can you hold for just a second while we look at some legal issues before I make another recommendation to you? So we can have it.
It's just on this agenda.
What we're talking about is, what I wanted to add to your agenda was a chief health officer report. In that manner, we can pull in other things like accreditation if it's not on the agenda that month. We can talk about the building, we can talk about the budget and other things. But Ms. Bradley and I have been conferring that although we didn't have it on the agenda for this month, we can put it on your agenda without any further discussion by you. And I'm assuming that you would like that. This would give you an update on where we've been over the last month. Oftentimes I've given the regular Board of Health an update on Zika, Ebola, just many, many, many things. So we will add that into your agenda for next month.
I'd recommend that we do that because otherwise we feel a little restricted that we could and should have had a little more discussion on accreditation today, but by the fact that it wasn't on the agenda, it seems like we're a bit restricted. So that
we
would
are.
Give us a leverage to do that, I think.
It gives a sort of not quite fully open discussion period, but relatively, depending on what I bring to you is, I think, being important for that month or that meeting.
Agreed.
Yes.
Okay, then we will move on to item number six, which is another session for public comment. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on any matter? Seeing none, we can move on to adjournment. Is there a motion for adjournment?
Do you want me to talk about it?
No, we're going to do it orientation.
Okay.
So we do have a motion for adjournment.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
And we are adjourned.
4 hour meeting.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you all for attending. Thanks. And Mr. Schumann, you can stay for half an hour, 45 minutes.